With research drawing positive associations between music lessons and IQ, many new parents may wonder how they can encourage their young ones' experiences with the arts more effectively. One Little Rock author has come out with a children's book she hopes will help parents bring their child's early educational experiences to life. Karen Trico Stewart from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock has this report.
Amy O enjoys music and is an accomplished piano and violin player. She's a graduate of the Eastman School of Music and Columbia University and has taught children at New York City's prestigious Mandel School. She got married and her husband suggested they move to Little Rock.
He called me up and said, "Well, what do you think of Little Rock, Arkansas?" I said, "I don't know, but we don't have any kids yet and we don't really have our own place. Let's do it." So I came down here and then I found a job at St. Mark's Episcopal Day School, and I'm teaching music to the 2 through 4-year-olds right now.
The idea of the book came out of activities she'd done with the kids she'd taught in New York and the one she teaches here in Little Rock.
And a lot of times when I teach such young children music, if they do need to learn lyrics, I use images to help them, because I find that when they see a picture or an illustration, they tend to grasp onto the concept much faster.
She said the kids seemed to love it, and her sister, who's not a teacher and has young children, appreciated it. So O set out on a mission to help parents who don't have a teaching background and haven't really formally studied topics like how to engage children in curriculum. She thought if she made a book with concepts like counting down and peppered in some ideas of how parents can incorporate things like tracing your finger along the number on the page, it could lead to true teaching moments between parents and young ones at home.
I want to empower the parents to feel like they too can be involved. They can just have a quick glance and be like, "Oh, that's something feasible for me to do with my kid."
The book is called The 5 Mini-Bees, and O, who did the writing and illustrations for the book, says it's a lot about a concept called purposeful playing, a term often used in the teaching world. She says purposeful playing is something that isn't hard and doesn't have to take a long time.
You know, sometimes when you're tired and you've come home from work and it's been a long day and you're reading this book and you're like, "Well, I'm just reading this book." But, you know, having some fresh ideas like, "Oh, I can do this or I can do that." And it just elevates the level of purposeful playing.
Since the words are naturally musical, O encourages parents to read it and add their own tune wherever they want.
5 mini bees went out to fly on a yummy cherry pie. The farmer's wife shooed them away. Shoo, shoo, shoo. So 1 mini bee flew home that day. The next day, 4 mini bees went out to fly on a yummy blueberry pie. We have a little mom here saying, you can go through the book and you can talk about the colors of the pies with your kid. The farmer's dog woofed them away, woof, woof, woof. And you can even point out woof, woof, woof here with your kid. So 1 mini bee flew home that day.
O says there are other things she does as a music educator of young ones that parents can easily do at home.
I tell my 3 to 4-year-olds, you know what, let's take out the word pie. So let's sing the word pie in our head. So then it would become 5 mini bees went out to fly on a yummy cherry. And so that type of what I call internal hearing is also very musically engaging, because now these 3 to 4-year-olds are able to grasp onto something that's actually very abstract.
She says she enjoys her job at St. Mark's Episcopal Day School, not just because she gets to teach the children there, but because she now also gets to take her young daughter, who's only an infant, to work with her.
I do attachment parenting, so she's literally attached to me. And I figured out how to play the guitar on my side with her on me. And so what she does is she's very quiet, so that kind of helps. And she'll sing along with the kids from time to time.
You can learn more about Amy O's book, The 5 Mini-Bees, and see her colorful illustrations at our website, KUAR.org. Karen Trico Stewart, KUAR News.
On this week's Generic Blues Show, still more new blues releases like Jimmy Vivino and the Black Italians, Papa Chubby, Arthur Big Boy Crudup, Peter Novelli, J.J. Gray and Mofro. Here this Friday night at 9 o'clock on the Generic Blues Show. We'll see you then.